Here in the States today, President Trump has been tweeting up a storm after that judge's decision yesterday blocking his order to withhold funding from so-called sanctuary cities, cities that don't fully cooperate with federal immigration or ICE officials. Trump tweeted, "See you in the Supreme Court." But Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler says Attorney General Jeff Sessions assured him in a meeting yesterday Austin would not be considered a sanctuary city, even though Austin is doing what most sanctuary cities do, and his state governor, Greg Abbott, has already cut some funds because of it. So Mayor Adler joins us now. And Mayor Adler, at the heart of this is the way federal ICE officials ask local police to detain people they've arrested for other crimes, so ICE officials can come and get them. One is a detention request with a warrant. The other is a warrantless civil request to hold on to people beyond their jail time. And you say, by law, that is voluntary.
It is amazing to me that there are so many people in the country that somehow or another believe that compliance with that voluntary civil detainer request is somehow mandatory or required by law. Not only did Attorney General Sessions tell me and several other mayors that that was not a violation of law yesterday when we met with him, but it's consistent with the documents that were filed last Friday when they identified some cities or counties that they thought could be sanctionable sanctuary cities. It's real clear that they are repeatedly saying that civil immigration detainers are voluntary requests, and because they're voluntary, they are not enforceable against the jurisdictions that don't comply.
And so to be very clear, Mr. Mayor, the first kind of detainer request, the one that's accompanied by a warrant, you have said you might consider honoring those.
Absolutely. They're being honored today. They have always been honored.
Because they come with a warrant.
They come with a law. Warrant. That's the law.
Yeah. Look, there seems to be a lot of misunderstanding here. When we heard the talking heads, the chattering class, discuss the judge's ruling last night, a lot of people said this meant that in sanctuary cities, federal officials couldn't do any work. Is that true? Are you banning, federal officials from coming and doing work with undocumented immigrants in Austin?
Absolutely not. The federal immigration folks have a job to do, and we wouldn't do anything to interfere or impede with their performance of their job and their duties. But what I will tell you is that our local police don't have the resources to be able to spend their time operating as federal immigration agents any more than they have the ability or the resources to operate as game wardens or federal tax agents or federal anything agents. And beyond that, what we are told by our local law enforcement professionals is that one of the reasons that Austin is one of the safest communities in the country is because of the trust relationship that exists between our law enforcement personnel and people throughout the community. The day when these folks are scared to go to police, you then have people that are perpetrating injury on them and feel like they can do it with impunity because they know they're not going to be turned in.
But do you at all worry, as the governor seems to, that you might be releasing violent and dangerous undocumented immigrants back into your community if you don't abide by that voluntary request from ICE officials to hold on to somebody until they can get there?
Whether or not someone is released to the streets isn't a decision that's made by the sheriff. It's made by the court. It's made by our judicial system. We have a system of bail in this country where if you go before a judge, you're accused of a crime. If you post bail, you get released. We're not treating undocumented people any differently than documented people.
Well, we also understand that one of your state reps there started a crowdfunding page, a Travis County Stronger Together hashtag, to raise money to offset the money that it was thought would be lost if the federal government cut funds. You haven't lost any federal money yet. With this judge's order, are you a little bit relieved?
It sure does make you proud to be in a community that actually starts a crowdfunding campaign like that, and I am. But we're concerned about the loss of state funding. I was reassured by the comments from Attorney General Sessions yesterday that the practices that we're following here in the city are not among the practices that he identified that would cause someone to lose federal funding. So that was good news.
That's Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler. Mayor Adler, thank you so much.
Absolutely.